You are listening to Pastor Damon Moore, brought to you by City Place Church in Orlando, Florida. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com. Now, here's this week's message from Pastor Damon Moore.
Matthew chapter 3, verse 17 says this, "And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. This is my son, whom I love. In him I am well pleased.'" Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your power, your grace this morning. We thank you that as we talk about father, son, and daughtership, we thank you for changing our lives today. Let us grow more and more in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you say amen? Amen. I love this movie clip because over the last week, we have been talking about sons and daughters. We've been talking about fathership. And last week, we said that God's original design was for us to live in a family relationship. From the beginning of time all the way through the days of Jesus, God's original intent was for us to live in family. But when man sinned, there was a separation. And God established in biblical days the law. The law was created not to hold us in a bunch of rules, but to give people who were now walking outside of family relationship a guidepost as to how they could not live without God. That's what we said last week. You really have to catch up and listen because I can't do it today. And so the Bible says that this law is formed and the people of Israel begin to follow the law and they don't follow the initial relationship with God. But all throughout the word, from the beginning of time all the way through Jesus' days, the undertone has been relationship. The undertone has been God being dad, us being kids. God being dad, us being kids. But when the establishment of the law came, the law became the focus, and the people took their eye off of God, and so they just began to follow the rules and the regulations that were just designed to show them how they would live without God, not how they should live as their religion to God. You with me so far? I promise you we'll get to the movie. So the Bible says that his original design was fatherhood, sonship, daughtership, but the law comes in. They begin to focus so much on the law that the law becomes their religion, which then makes God just God versus Father. So they begin to focus on the rules and the regulation versus on the face-to-face design that God said that he had for them from the beginning of time. If you read in the book of Genesis, the Bible says that God walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. Doesn't sound like he wanted to be distant to me. But the separation caused them to, when they sinned against God, there was a separation to where now God said, okay, so here's what I got to do. I got to put some parameters around you so that you can see that you needed me every single day of your life. Right? So Moses comes in, he says, hey, this is what God would ask of us. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. This is what God would ask of us so that you and I can realize that it was him that brought us out from where we were to where we're going. You trekking with me? David, when David becomes king, David begins to write things like this in Psalms. He says, when my mom and my dad forsake me, the Lord will take care of me. When mom and dad aren't around, he's my parent. It says this in Psalms again. It says that he will be a father to the fatherless. He will be the one that steps in for the widow, and the one that's isolated, he will bring them into family. God's original design was for us to be in family relationship. Time goes on, Jesus comes onto the scene, and before Jesus could ever do a miracle, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 3 that the heaven opened up when he was being baptized. He pauses everything to look at Jesus to let everyone around know that this is my son. You are loved, and I am pleased with you. We're talking about Jesus, the one who resided in heaven, the one who became flesh and walked among us. Why is it that God would tell his son, you are loved, you are my son, and I'm pleased with you? The reason why is because Jesus had to walk through the same things that you and I would walk through. And he never wanted Jesus to just focus on the works of the ministry. He wanted him to know from the beginning that you're my son, nothing will ever change. Before you walk on water, before you change water to wine, before you heal a blind eye, before you're sitting in the synagogue, just so you know and you're preaching, you are my son in whom I am well pleased, because there will be people who will disappoint you. They will spit in your face. They will tell you that you are not who you are. They will reject you. You will go into some towns and you won't even be able to do miracles because they won't believe you. But just so you know, out the gate, you are my son. They're going to tell you that you're not. And just so you know, I am pleased with you, so that when you leave discouraged because you couldn't do a miracle in that town, I'm happy with you because you were doing what I asked you to do. You are my son. I know who you are. I love you and I'm pleased with you. When you get to the movie, this is how we link it together. We see that there is two categories. Mufasa. Everybody say Mufasa. That's old school if you see the movie, just so you know. Mufasa has been pouring into his son that when he is not around, he will be the leader of the pack. He has been pouring it into him, pouring it into him, pouring it into him. And when we get to this point in the movie, Simba has withdrawn based on what he had heard from Scar. I don't mean to mess up this movie for you if you haven't seen it. Oops. Scar is the uncle who's been whispering in his ear who he is not. Dad has been telling him the whole time, this is who you are, this is who you are, this is who you are. Scar has been isolating him by himself, sets him up. When his dad is no longer around, he says, you were the problem. Has anyone ever told you that you were the problem for your own circumstance? How did I become the problem when I didn't ask for the problem? Sometimes the enemy will whisper in your ear from people who are supposed to love you that you're the problem. When God has been whispering in your ear the whole time that you are my son. I am pleased with you. And man, do I love you. So we find Simba after isolating himself. He grew up outside of the kingdom. That's good right there, y'all. He grew up outside of the place where God had designed for him. So now he's living in this place, isolated, all by himself, not knowing who he is. And this person comes along who sees him, that the monkey character, meets him when he is isolated. And this is what he says. He says, just so you know, I know your father. Y'all are getting the whole movie in one sermon. It's a sneak peek. Coming soon. I know your father. Do you know what he says? I had a personal relationship with your father. So I can lead you back to your father. My responsibility on Sunday mornings, if you've been distant from your father, is to lead you back to your father. Can I tell you this morning? I know your father. So he leads him back. He says, now come here. I have a bad accent. If you're from an island, I apologize. I'm doing my best. This is all ad-lib, this part. I didn't practice it. I know y'all from Trinidad and Jamaica. I'm so sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. Yes, Africa. I know your father. He says, watch this. I'm going to take you back to the place where you can find him. Watch this. Whoa! Get excited. He takes him to the water so that he can see his image. He takes him back to Genesis chapter 1 where God said, I've created you in my image. What? What? Takes him back to the place to where he looks and he says, but I can't see my dad. No. Look again. Your dad is on the inside of you. God, where are you? God, I can't find you. God, I don't see you. Go back to the place where you and I originally met. When you accept, you believe, and you confess that Jesus, the Bible says he comes and lives on the inside of your heart. So why am I like, God, where are you? God, where are you? Why don't I just pause and go, he's always been here. He's always been there. But I let the voice of a stranger, of a counterfeit, who sounded like someone I should know lead me to a place of isolation. Therefore, when I get to a place of isolation, I don't know who I am. So when we get to this part in the movie, guess who shows up? Yo, let me get your attention to confirm that the image that you see, I am there. You see me now, but let me just confirm to you that I've been here the whole time. Simba, let me repeat to you what you heard before you isolated yourself and the voice of the enemy became louder. You are my son. Y'all should see the new one, by the way. It goes even better. I wish I could preach that, but I don't have copyrights to that just yet. But I know somebody in here got an Amazon Fire Stick that's bootleg. Come on, somebody. I know y'all do. I can have this played during after movies in no time if y'all just meet me after service at the back of your trunk, because I know you're selling them for $25 a piece. Come on, somebody. You know y'all up in here got to make a little money on the side, risking your criminal intent, your record, lose your job, all for some free cable. Y'all know it's true. You know it's true. Look at y'all. Look, people looking down, not even making eye contact because the Lord is speaking to you right now. That's the reason why my cousin Jerome ain't making it in the movie industry, because of y'all bootleg Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch. Watch. He says, you are my son, but you've forgotten about who you are. In Matthew chapter 3, God says, before you forget, I'm going to tell you. Watch this. This is really cool. And I don't have this in here. God reminds Jesus another time. There's a time when Jesus is on the Mount of Transfiguration. And he's up there, and the Bible says that Elijah shows up, somebody else shows up, and he says, hey, just so you know, this is my son, whom I love, and I am pleased with him. Jesus was already in the process then. I love the fact that Jesus did it at the beginning, and Jesus does it in the middle of his ministry. Come on. This morning, I want to be like Mufasa. Ooh. I want to declare to you that you are loved. You are his son or his daughter, and he's pleased with you. He's pleased with you. He's pleased with you. He's pleased with you. I know what you're thinking, but Damon, you don't really. He's pleased with you. The Father works all that stuff out if we allow him to. The sin part, he just so you know, he loves you. He's pleased with you. You are his own. He loves you. But he will work some things out. On your notes, you'll find this. The Father's love will fulfill three things in your life. There's three spaces. Your need for identity. Your need for acceptance. And your need for approval. The Father's love will handle all of that, so that when the enemy whispers into your ear, you are not who you said you are, he will never do that for you. What you heard is wrong. God tells you in advance, hey, just so you know, you are my son, period. You are my daughter, period. Your identity found in me, period. It's not in what you do. You are mine. I love you. Your identity should be found in me. Can I tell you, your identity is not found in the fact that you are a doctor. You are an attorney. You got that degree. Hallelujah. You are a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad. Your identity is not found in what we would tell you it is. Your identity is found in the fact that you are his son and you are his daughter, period. Nobody else can redefine that for you. It's who you are. It's who he created you to be. That's how he sees you. He doesn't see Pastor Damon. He sees son. You might see the title. He sees son. When I fall, he sees son. You might see, I can't believe he did that, son. When you make a mistake, I may go, hey, let's walk through this together. But you are a son and a daughter of the King of all kings. Here's the amazing thing about being a son and daughter of the King of all kings. He owns everything. I want to roll with somebody that owns everything. If you grew up in poverty, why don't we roll with the one who provides everything? And give him a chance to be the King of all kings and dad. Y'all okay? So he fulfills our need for identity, acceptance, and approval. I wrote this down, and you'll find it on your notes. The devil will challenge your identity to see if you know and believe who you really are. The devil will try you to see if you know who you are. Where you are is the determination of what you believe. I believe that they're against me. They are. I believe that this company don't want to advance me. They won't. I believe that this church is going to hell in a handbasket, in your view. What? If you and I believe whatever the enemy says, that shapes our belief. You are a son and a daughter of the Most High God. Period. I wrote this down. The devil challenges who you are in God by focusing attention on your works. I'm going to prove it to you. Go to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. It says this. I'm going to read it, and I just pray that it jumps out to you so that I can get us all out of here in time. It says, right, this is just so you know, this is right after the heavens opens up. You are my son. I know who you are. I'm pleased with you. Watch chapter 4, verse 1, right after that. And it says, and then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Amen. The devil will challenge who you are. I just said that. Y'all remember that? He'll challenge who you are to see if you know who you are. And when he had fasted, this is Jesus, 40 days and 40 nights. Afterward, he was hungry. That's easy to say, right? I'd be hungry too. Anybody else? Now, when the tempter came to him, he said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, what? Pause. This is my son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, I love him so much. Do you realize the very first words that the enemy said, if you are the Son of God? Right out the gate, he goes after his identity. Do you believe that what your father told you is what he said? Scar pulls Simba aside and says, well, just so you know, you're the one that killed your father. No one will love you as king because you were the problem. Well, what should I do, Scar? You should run, because they won't accept you as king anymore because of what you've done. You won't be viewed as the son of the king anymore. Simba flees away. Chime it into the movie. This is just a sneak peek, just so y'all know. And this is just one clip. Powerful. Just kidding. Watch this. Let's keep going. It says, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. Remember, the devil will challenge your identity by challenging you to do works. If you are the Son of God, here's your identity. Now you know what you should do? Do this miracle thing right now. That's what you should be focusing on, the works that he was going to ask you to do. See, if we're not careful, he'll challenge your identity and he'll challenge your works. What are you doing for God? Amen, bro. I'll take any sort of talk back. This is what Jesus said. But he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. See, the Father's love will be tested when you accept that you are a son or daughter. The Father's love will be tested when you accept that you are a son or daughter. Let's keep going. Then the devil took him up to the holy city, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and he said to him, if you are the Son of God, again, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Can I just pause and say this to you? Watch this. Sometimes the enemy will sound like a familiar voice. Did you notice that he goes, you know, in God's word it says he shall give his angels charge over you. There are some people that can speak scripture into your life and God ain't in it at all. Frightening, huh? Somebody, I can pull you aside right now. I can pull you aside right now, and I can tell you something that's scriptural. And if you take it for fact, you could be way off base. The key is that we have to know our identity in God. If if Jesus hadn't accepted that Jesus is dad and said, this is who I am going to be, he could have turned over the keys to who he was in a minute. I wonder how many times you and I have just handed over the keys. That sounds like God. And we find ourselves in an isolated place, not knowing who we are anymore. See, the devil will tempt you about who you are right after you decide if you are. But it's going to be based on you whether you believe it or not. So God's love fulfills identity, acceptance, and approval. Be careful, because a lot of people will be able to quote scripture, but it may not be the Father's voice. You got to know, Simba, Simba, you've walked away. You don't know who you are anymore. Did you notice that he was drawn to his father's voice because he knew the familiar voice? Be careful. You got to know the Father's voice, not just somebody else's voice. Y'all all right? If you're taking notes, write this down. If and when family relationship is replaced by religion or rebellion, an orphan spirit settles in. If and when family relationship is replaced by religion or rebellion, an orphan spirit settles in. Watch now. Simba is isolated, living outside of the kingdom because he is by himself and feels like he is not who he said God, or who his dad said he was. He looks at him and he tells his dad this. He says, I am not who I was. Meaning, I am not a part of this royal family anymore. I don't believe it anymore. And his dad just keeps repeating, you are my son. Remember. You are my son. Remember. See, when family relationship is replaced by the rules and the work, or the God, I want nothing to do with you, an orphan spirit settles in. Let me define that for you. You ready? And we're wrapping up here. An orphan spirit is the disconnection from the Father. It's when you feel like there's no place for you. You become works-based, easily offended. We will play the blame game. We're living in the lust of the eye, the flesh, and the pride of life. And here's the result of the orphan spirit, not really knowing our Heavenly Father. See, it pushes us away to where we're doing everything by ourselves, and we can't really tell, what's he saying, what's he doing? I don't want no part of him. This is it. I'm tired of this. I'm done. And then we find ourselves isolated, and he's saying, hey, go back to what I originally told you. You are my son. You are my daughter. I know who you are. I love you, and I'm pleased with you. See, if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves as a spiritual orphan based on our religious works or our rebellion. Warning. It's all based on you. Father's love never changes. You are his son. You are his daughter. He is pleased with you. He loves you. What's your choice? I wrap up with this story right here. Check this out. This might be familiar. In Luke chapter 15, it says that there are two sons. You might have heard this before. It is the story of the prodigal son. It says that the first son goes to his dad. He says, give me what you owe me right now. I want my inheritance right now. I know you ain't died yet, but I'm tired of living in this house. He says, I want out. I'm done. Let me go. He said, give me my stuff now. Grabs his stuff. Says that he goes out. And within days, spends everything that his father gave him. He found himself so much in need that he decided that he was going to eat from the pig slop from the person that had given him a place to stay. I'm paraphrasing for time. It says that while he is about to eat the slop, he says to himself, everything that I had with my dad was so much better. He says, now, I think I'm going to return home. And I'm going to go to my dad, but when I go to my dad, I'm going to say, Dad, I'm no longer worthy to be your son. Make me a servant. See, the orphan spirit will cause such a disconnect that you won't even view yourself worthy of being a son. You'd rather take a seat as a second-class citizen. He says, when I go back home, the father won't even accept me. I'll just be a servant in his house. And the Bible says that while he was afar off, his dad goes, oh my goodness, there you go, there you go. Hey, strike up the party that we've been waiting for. My son's back, and he says that he runs to him. He says, hey, give me a ring, get some clothes, throw the stuff on the barbecue. Let's have this party. Hey, the band, hey, now's the time. I know we had you in holding pattern. Let's go right now. It says that he sees his son, and his son falls into his arms, and he's like, oh, my son that I've been waiting for since the day I gave you the stuff. I've been waiting. He says, welcome home. And the son's like, Dad, I'm not worthy. He's like, forget all that. Read it. Forget all that. We're about to have a party. And he tells everybody, he says, hey, the son that was gone has come back home. And he looks at him, he says, hey, y'all, this is my boy. He is not who you thought he was. This is my son. And just so you know, he's also your leader. That's what he tells the people. The minute that he puts back on his jacket, he says, just so you know, you work for him. Notice, the son leaves. I'm out. The dad welcomes him back and says, your position in my house didn't change. He says, you still running things up in here. Even while you were away from me, this is still your house. He's got an older brother who hears that his brother is back. He comes. He says, oh, you back, huh? He's walking up in here like this. I don't need to be here. He pulls his dad aside. He says, so you're going to throw a party for this dude? He took all your money. I've been in this house the whole time. I've been serving you. Everything you asked of me, I've done. And you ain't throwing me a party one time. Just bringing the scripture to life for you, just so you know. He said, I've been in this house. You ain't do a thing. You've been avoiding me the whole time. I've been working for you day and night. And I'm tired of this. Religion just works. Being in the house, but just being there because he feels like he has to. One is rebellious, one is religious. I'm tired of this. Have you ever told God, I am tired of going to church. You ain't doing nothing for me in my life. I'm not going back to that church. I'm not serving because I don't got time. Or maybe you're over-serving. And you're like, God, this is what I got. I don't know. You're in your own space. His dad looks at him and says, son, why the attitude? You are my son. You've had a party every day. Like, what in this house doesn't belong to you? Do you not realize that you're not a servant, but you're my son? Do you not realize that I didn't require your works? Son, I've loved you. I've been proud of you. And I've been pleased with you. You're my son. And the Bible says that the son said, and didn't even come to his brother's party. I want to challenge us this morning to either be sons and daughters of the creator of the world, or we can just sit and be an orphan. But I want to challenge us, it's better to be in the Father's house, to push aside religion and rebellion and say, God, I'm a son and I'm a daughter. You have my identity. You have accepted me while you're pushing away and cleaning out my problems, and you approve of me no matter what. God, I'm going to give you the opportunity to work in me to be who you've called me to be. He is your dad, and I just believe that if we allow him this morning, you can be his son and his daughter.
Thanks for joining us today. If you are in the Central Florida area, we'd love to meet you. Join us on Sundays in Southeast Orlando at City Place Church. Information on service times and directions can be found online at cityplacechurch.com.